Jackie, I wanted to have a conversation with you regarding the email you had sent to me about the black alderman. And the message really caught my attention because it said all black aldermen need to be fired. And could you explain why you feel that way?
Because Mayor just put forth his 2015 $7.3 billion budget for the city. Four aldermen voted against it. Only one of those aldermen was black. Tony Fuchs, Tony Fuchs of the 15th Ward, was the only African American to vote against that budget. That means, in my mind, that all the other 18 aldermen think that the economic and education disaster that this mayor has wrought is PGT. I do not see how, as a black alderman, when you have seen city workers in your ward be downsized, see schools in your neighborhood closed, and it's not just the teachers, it's the janitors, it's the clerks. When you see jobs like that pulled from under you, most of the city job cuts have been on the south and west side. The majority of them were on the south and west side. How can you sit there and nod your head and agree with that? And then turn around and go back to your constituents, the same constituents, you didn't say anything about all these job cuts. How can you go back and ask them to vote? And why would we be so foolish to do that? Now, be that as it may, most of us have left the city, and we are no longer the majority, but we still have a major concern about how this city is being steered, who is the captain of the ship, and who are the deckhands on board to help them do it. And all this mayor has done with the help of the black aldermen is steer us further and further into economic disaster. The closing of almost 50 schools, and I have asked teachers, principals, those who are retired, who no longer really have a stake in it, to a person, mind you, they have said all those schools did not need to be closed.
Well, a lot of the wards where those public schools were closed, they have charter schools opening in those same wards. Do you think the aldermen are profiting from those charter schools?
Well, some of them have had a stake in these charter schools. They pop up like flies. But the fact of the matter is that you sit by and say nothing. Now, we have to go back to what kind of power do the aldermen have? What kind of power do they have in the city budget? The maintaining of a city council is going to cost us almost $26 million, which each alderman expenses, just the operational cost is going to be $350,000. My question is, do black constituents see that kind of money, see that kind of effort demonstrated in their community? I don't think so. Because aldermen, truth be known, has no power or any say-so in crafting the budget. Now, Mayor Daley, as I call it, Daley the First, he ended that in 1955 because before that, the aldermen crafted the budget. But Mayor Daley devised the plan. It was kind of a trade-off. He told the aldermen, okay, I'll let you manage things and give you money, or as I like to say, an allowance, services in your particular ward, and I will do the budget. And even with that, we don't see the services that we should see.
Well, I actually was looking for a job description for aldermen, and I did not find one. And technically, there is no job description for an alderman. So do you think, based on what you see and what we know as far as there's no job description, that they should be earning $100,000+ per year?
Not for a part-time job, and not for the part piecemeal job that they do. The mayor, in his budget speech, and this is what made me so angry, he highlighted things like pothole repair, tree trimming, graffiti removal, rat extermination, and pre-kindergarten funding. Really, to close 50 schools, again, you decimated the economic base of some black and Hispanic areas, and you're highlighting tree trimming. And then the black aldermen sit there and nod their heads, yes, that's a good idea. It's closed mental health facilities. Graffiti removal? Really? Fifth, that's a joke.
So do you think
this money goes to downtown and Michigan Avenue? It's a joke.
So do you think the aldermen that, well, if new aldermen are hired in February, do you think they would go along with the budget to go along to get along as previously done, or do you think that there's an opportunity for the, well, the buzzword these days is change? Because we only have 3 months, well, less than 2 months to make something happen.
Right, and I think some of the aldermen go in there wanting to change things, but the mayor has such a grip on money. If you do not control money, what in the bejesus can you do? And this mayor, it has been written about how he threatened aldermen who want to go against him, and aldermen have complained that they do not get the information that they need to make a intelligent vote. He withholds information. He withholds services. But this is—he didn't only do it. Mayor Daley and Daley the first and Daley the second did it too. But my question is, how do we put ourselves into such a situation where we don't have a democratic state in this city? This is monarchy. They get down there and they get used to the, on average, $100-some thousand salary with perks. And I don't see $100,000 worth of work that they do.
Not for real. Because even just sitting, don't they just have council meetings once a month?
Once a month.
And then they have constituent meetings once a week, maybe. And then.
Maybe. That's the thing, maybe.
And then they may or may not show up to events in the community. And while I understand you're just one person, you do have a staff who could represent you if necessary.
In this age of social media, I find it unbelievable that the only thing they can do is give out that canned spam email that they do of what's happening. You should be talking to your constituents across the board, social media, meetings, face-to-face, walking through your ward, engaging the community, thinking of innovative ways to help the community. Most of our community suffers from lack of business, homegrown business. The businesses that we do have, they take their tax money back to their neighborhood.
Right.
And I have yet to see an alderman demonstrate the willingness to get down in the trenches and bring some entrepreneurism to the community. Now, having said that, we have a responsibility to do that also. After State Street, after Michigan Avenue and State Street, Tilson and the Hispanic community generate the highest number of business tax dollars.
Well,
all those little mom and pop shops add up, and we have lost that. Now, that's not on the alderman per se, but it is on the alderman to help turn that around. There are people in each of our communities who would love to do business in our community if they have the support
of our community.
Of our community. I don't fault this mayor on crime. That's something we have to own that and solve that ourselves. I would be ashamed to ask another people to help me deal with stuff, help me to deal with some homegrown issues. I would be ashamed of myself. What I'm saying is that the aldermen we have now are just, I don't even know what they're there for if they vote every single time with this mayor, who seems to take black folks for granted, or worse than that, who dismisses them entirely.
And you were saying something earlier before we started our conversation about the need for 50 aldermen, period, because you have mentioned New York and California. Could you?
New York has 3 times the population and the same amount of aldermen. Los Angeles has a greater land mass. I think a little bit more people, and they have only 15. Now, what this mayor has done, and this has been written about, this information is not secret. What he does is that he threatens the aldermen with the proposal to cut the city council in half. And now, who is going to willingly give up $100,000+ job? So that is how he keeps them in the amen corner, through threats and intimidation, but that's the same thing Daley the first and Daley the second did. And my question is, if
Yeah, it's disappointing. And have you looked up the candidate pools who have registered to become alderman for 2015?
I have yet to look that. I have yet to look that up because I can't see that making any difference. Again, if you don't control any money, same thing with our community. If you don't have an economic foundation, nobody's really going to listen to you.
Well, actually, I was talking about the number. There is one ward where 19 people are running. And I think in my ward, there might be between 7 and 9.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just looking right now. I feel like the upcoming aldermanic election is more of a circus, even though people have good intentions, and some don't. Some know about that $100,000 salary. It just seems like it's going to be a circus in certain wards. And then in my ward, and I won't say what it is, it's not that the alderman is doing anything, but because people have seen him and not his competition, there's a possibility he will be elected again. And plus, there were some new developments in our community, and I know a person personally who said, I'm about to vote for, the current alderman because he just got me a job at this place. So that's his ploy to get votes at the last minute when you haven't done anything, in my opinion, in the last 3 years.
Right. Around this time, up until the election, you'll see a lot of rearranging the chairs on the Titanic. You'll see a lot of that. And then some people get duped into these trinkets that are given. But the main thing is, what is the economic foundation, the education foundation of our community? And I think the school closure, more than anything else, and I really do not see how any African-American alderman could have sat there and allowed that to happen without a strong voice of disapproval. Because what you're saying is, I don't mind if teachers in my ward get let go. I don't mind if clerks get let go. I don't mind if janitors get let go. And by the way, Airback now has that contract.
And then when these people do get let go, that actually decreases the economic base in the community because now they can't afford to live there, which is why you have more foreclosures.
Right.
And our communities are becoming blighted. And I live in Gresham. Well, I live in Gresham, and that's now ranking up as when they talk about impoverished communities. Now you hear Inglewood, Roseland, and then Gresham is up there. And I'm just looking like, at what point did we become this quote-unquote impoverished community? Because within the last 10 years, we were mostly middle-class working, even though a lot of people are retired, but you still had a middle-class base. So when did we fall into that impoverished community? And that's bothering me because we weren't always like that. We weren't always like that. And then we have the foreclosures. What are you doing? And I don't know, honestly, I know my alderman has an email list. I'm not on the list. And I know that things are happening, but we don't receive sufficient communication because I'm the type of person, I do find things out when I go to my alderman's office, but I haven't been up there in a couple months because whenever I go, I don't get results. So why bother? So I try to do things from my end that I can do as an individual since I can't get the support of the person who's supposed to be in charge of the community.
Right.
And, of course, it's more work, but, if I don't have the support of this person and it's my concern, I might as well go ahead and just do it.
Mm-hmm. And, see, when you speak of foreclosures, they have even tracked that. The 6th, 8th, 9th, 18th, and 34th wards rank in the top 10 of foreclosures. And the 8th ward, Michelle Harris, is president of the council, city council rules committee.
Oh, really?
Yes. But see, this is what I am talking about. I'm not against you making a six-figure salary. I'm against you not earning it.
I like the way you said that.
Seriously, I'm against you not earning a dime of that. And then you have the nerve to use taxpayer money to print up flyers and postcards and everything and send that out to me and ask me to vote for you again.
Well, at least you've got a flyer because I have not received anything from my current alderman, and I probably won't. But I do have, can I just speak a concern about my alderman? So
yeah.
There's a Walmart in my community, right? And there was an opportunity I discovered that I could possibly do under my, you know, as a freelance writer. I contacted my alderman's office, and I was told that they do not have a contact. And I'm just sitting back like, really? Because this is the foundation. Actually, that's how you won the last election, because that was in the coffers for you. But yet, you do not have a contact. So at that point, I was kind of outdone, and I still don't have a contact at Walmart, even though I need it. I'm still looking for one. But that was the response I got from my alderman's office, even though it took you years to get this Walmart in the community. And then it took, I don't know how long it took, but I remember all of the bus trips. Now, at that time, I was receiving notifications from them about what was going on in the community. Now I don't receive anything, and I'm just looking like, you have the name of one person at Walmart, but I couldn't get it. And that was the only thing I've asked of you. I never asked you about the potholes, because if your car was damaged, you would get them fixed. So obviously this is not important to you, even though you still have some in the community. But that was the only thing I've ever asked as far as help, and I didn't get it. So I'm kind of
disappointed, disgusted,
disenfranchised. I will still vote, even though that I'm still kind of disturbed by that, because that was all I asked. You brought the Aldi here.
See, this is what I mean. How do you pay people and they don't do their jobs? Because again, the mayor just put forth his budget, $7.3 billion. He has the nerve to highlight improvements in education. His best friend owns and runs charter schools, and you have 18 black, highly paid people elected by other black people who pay taxes. And instead of listening to their constituents, they listen to the maca, because the maca holds the reins of power. If you are going to have that type of legislative body, you don't need them. You don't need them. So all the aldermen are doing is endorsing the profiting of Mayor Emanuel. What are they bringing back to their community? Job loss?
Foreclosures. Closed schools.
Exactly. What are they bringing back to their community? He has the nerve in the budget. And I would invite anybody to go online and download and read for your viewing displeasure the budget overview. And he has in the budget that says that Chicago is continuing to welcome new Chicagoans. It's written in the budget that the city plans to complete the high-quality translation of all Chicago city websites into the top five languages spoken in Chicago: Spanish, Polish, Chinese, Arabic, and Hindi. Wouldn't it be wonderful, Marcy, if our kids were educated to speak those languages?
That would be just fantastic.
You have the money to do that, but you don't have the money to fund not charter schools, but public schools. Excuse me, you fund public schools and then ask them to pay for the charter schools.
Some of which those students couldn't get into even if they wanted to.
Right. And where is the measure now? How you educate your child is your business, and everybody wants the best education for their children. But if you make the decision to go to a charter school, I maintain that you, not I, should pay for that. And I'm especially incensed that this mayor has closed so many schools against the wishes of the parents. A total disregard for your constituency. But like the old Shake and Bake commercial, the alderman, I helped. Again, almost $26 million to fund the expense of the city council. And I will ask anybody, do you see any of that in your ward?